Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way. No.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Tuesday morning, primary election day. 251-343-0106. Keep the text coming in. Y'all are doing a really good job here giving me the skinny on what's going on at your precincts. And just tell me. Give me your picks. Give me your preferences. And let me know if you're not voting at all, why. I'm interested, eager to hear that. Still to come, we got Jared Hudson at the bottom of the hour, Jay Mitchell at the top of the next hour, and Barry Moore at the bottom of the next hour. So we're filling in the blanks as we go along here on this pivotal day that we've been talking about for 2 years now. Joining us now on the line, she is a candidate for attorney general, but we have Catherine Robertson here with us. Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Glad to be with you.
How's it looking for you this morning?
It's looking great. We have been up early, hitting a lot of polling places, shaking a lot of hands, and feeling great.
Well, I guess this is it. But tell me, my observation, and I'm basing this on the same polling that's probably available to you, but a slight surge for you here in the closing days, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're seeing. Look, I've been working hard, been traveling this state for a year, but it's not just the work that matters, it's the message, and I think that 10 years of experience in the AG's office sets me up to go in and be effective from day one. I think that's what people want. They want somebody that understands the tools that the office has to deliver results for the people. And I am best prepared to do that the minute I take on the role. So excited to continue to get that message out today and to meet as many voters as we can.
Well, you got a few minutes here if you want to make some closing arguments. And you know, people, strange election cycle, because I still think there's at least a handful of undecided voters up for grabs, but they're listening. Why should they vote for you today?
Yeah, listen, 10 years of experience in the attorney general's office. You can tell what I've been doing behind the scenes, I think, by the endorsements I've received in this race, whether it's 25 sheriffs, whether it's our farmers, the NRA, or the other Republican AGs. That speaks to the work that I've done before I was ever a candidate, before I needed anybody's vote. I was working hard to deliver conservative results for the people of this state, and I think that people are sick of the rhetoric. They're sick of people with ambition trying to climb the ladder. I think they want a worker, and that's what they'll get with me.
Well, and, I guess the pillars of the AG's office here as of late, kind of defending the state's standing, if you will, against the federal government or other outside third-party groups. And then I think just talk on this as well, criminal justice and keeping the streets safe in Alabama.
Absolutely. I mean, the role of the attorney general is to represent the state, and we are the only constitutional office that can defend Alabama's sovereignty, that can fight for our state's rights to make its own decisions. And we are doing that as we speak in the redistricting case, as you know. But it's also our job to keep the state safer, and we do that by ensuring a solid and tough criminal justice system top down. And over the last 10 years, you cannot argue that we do not have a stronger set of laws than we used to. We've passed laws against gangs. We're holding violent offenders more accountable. We've looked out for crime victims' rights. And so I'm really proud of my record. That's the reason I got into this race, because I see what it takes to keep our state safe and to keep our state free. And I just want to continue the fight.
Well, Catherine, best of luck today, and stay safe out there. And I'm pretty sure we'll be talking again in the future.
Thanks, Jeff. Looking forward to it. Go out and vote, guys.
Catherine Robertson, ladies and gentlemen, candidate for attorney general there. 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the program, we got a lot of text to get to. We'll get cracking on those. Dirt Digger, I like when politicians come on the program because I have to work all the time, and so I like to hear where they stand and what they're going to do for us and our state and our country. Thank you, Jeff, for getting it done. Plus, everyone in this station and program, 106.5 is the best. Thank you, Dirt Digger. Mike writes, my polling place seems to be on fire. I don't know about everyone else's. Well, that's a promising sign. But then again, the botanical garden was set ablaze for their scheduled prescribed burn. Oh, well, I should have finished reading that. Then Mike also writes, April's bestie, Larry Loomer, is a sick, soulless fraud. This should be sent back to her padded room to wait for a lobotomy. I just think she knows what she's doing. Greg, who is the least pro-Trump Republican in these races? I don't know. It's a suicide mission to try to distance yourself from Donald Trump. You certainly want his support if you're running on a Republican ticket. But you're not going to disavow Trump. Mommy issues. These candidates are awful. As proven, Jeff, your moronic listening audience can't even throw an insult. Help them out by giving them Hooked on Phonics. Guys, get ready. UAH ranked 136 in America, exclamation point. A master in business administration. Virginia Tech ranked number 51. So save your energy for the morons you cater to. To, T-O, not T-O-O. A broken state full of uneducated idiots that are no smarter than middle schoolers, exclamation point. But they can use spell check. Grammarly or something. I don't know. Dan, have you guys published a voter guide that can help us determine the best conservative candidates? That's really up to you. We offer you what the candidates will say. You got to make your own decision. Now, if you have a cell phone in Alabama, you've probably gotten a half a dozen of these robo-text with a sample ballot on them telling you who to vote for. They all appeal to me in different ways. But I've never been big on telling people who to vote for in a primary. I will tell you all day long that you probably shouldn't vote for Democrats, at least not in this day and age. 30, 40 years ago, I could have made a case for some Democrats. Or the only other exception I would make for voting for Democrats is if there's nothing on the Republican ballot, which never happens in Alabama. When I lived in Northern Virginia, I voted in Democratic primary one time. It was 2008. It's the only time I've ever voted on the Democrat side. McCain had already wrapped up the Republican nomination. And it was that, some of y'all listened to Rush Limbaugh back then, because it was pre-FM Talk 106.5. Back when it was the pirate. But it was Operation Chaos, remember? It was Hillary Clinton and Obama, the Potomac primary. I'll never forget it. Everything else in Northern Virginia is Democrat. One time I ever voted in a Democratic primary. And there's exceptions. That's why they should close primaries, so guys like me can't go vote in other parties' primaries and interfere. But we can. It's legal. But Dan, I mean, that's sort of a long-winded explanation. My hope is you listen to this program and you're able to figure it out for yourself. You don't need a dumbass like me telling you who to vote for. Pat, criminal justice is the degree service members get before they get out of the military so they can be a cop with better pay. Seen dozens of my buddies do the exact same thing. My wife doesn't keep up with politics, so my vote counts as two. She just copies my votes. Unnamed texter, what does it mean for candidates to support lottery gambling on the ballot? Do the supporters of that really want to open the door for sports gambling in casinos? Yeah, I think we got to be careful here, and I hear the ads. Doesn't want to give you the opportunity to vote on a lottery, but you're not just voting on the lottery. You're voting on gambling with the state seal of Alabama backing it. You are voting, and this is what drives me crazy about this, but we have to acknowledge this. We have to. that there's, it's not just a lottery. And this is going to be the discussion at the very beginning of the Tuberville administration. He's going to, that they're going to take a shot at gambling. It's not that you, you know, don't want to take the right to people to vote on this. It's that the lottery is sort of the key to the lock to everything else. They can sell you on lottery, but you're not going to get just a clean, what they call a clean lottery bill. You never are going to get that. You don't have the votes. Understand this. It takes a three-fifths supermajority to get something on the ballot to change the Alabama Constitution. And there's always going to be votes out. There's members of the legislature who are going to vote against every gambling bill. They're never gamblers. It's a cultural thing. You just have to go around the state to understand it. So the Republican leadership is promoting a gambling bill. They go to the Democrats. When you go to the Democrats, they want more than just a lottery. They want everything, especially with the legacy dog tracks. So this argument, I'm so sick of it, and you're going to hear me complain about it for the next year probably. But giving the people to write to vote on a lottery is a fallacy. You're giving the people the right to vote on gambling. And let me explain. Yes, there's going to be enabling legislation that's going to set all this up. But once you remove the prohibition on games of chance in the Alabama Constitution, then all games of chance are on the table. All of them. Anywhere, anytime. That's on the table. Make no mistake about it. You're voting on gambling. It's not a lottery. You're voting on gambling. And it's the duly elected legislature can set up what gambling you will be getting. You're giving the legislature the ability to offer all forms of gambling, not a lottery. So when they tell you this, then I'm for giving the people the right to vote, but I'm going to vote against it. I mean, that's just a cop-out. Why don't we give the people the right to vote on the amount of gas tax we pay if you're so direct democracy-oriented? Why don't we put everything on as a referendum if this is the case? We're changing the state's constitution. It's supposed to be very difficult. So there's contradictions here. The state will never vote themselves a tax increase statewide. Now, maybe some localities will on property tax for schools, and there's reasons for that. Helps increase property values, etc. But this is what that's about. And every time I hear giving the people the right to vote, it's so cringe. I'm sorry if that offends you out there, but I'm going to continue to say that. 251-343-0106. Still got a lot of text here. We'll get to those on the next side. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Lost the one thing money couldn't buy that it never was. 'Cause you see, I'm a dinosaur. I should have died.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk. I want to say, thanks for being with us on this Tuesday, primary election day. We appreciate it. 251-343-0106. Unnamed texter, if I never hear the names Rusty Glover or Doug Harwell again, it will be too soon. Jason, proud to place my vote for Paul Prine. Also writes, Jeff, do we have any investigative reporters left? If so, who are they? I see none that are wanting to challenge local leadership. I absolutely voted, and I was number one at my polling place this morning. Well, I mean, what do you want to be investigated, I ask? Buddy, pretty constant flow of voters at the Tillman's Corner Community Center. Things are starting to pick up, it sounds like. Joe Theodore, Church of God, no waiting. Poll number, workers outnumber voters. Unnamed texter, polling for Rusty Glover today. His opponent is a rhino. How is Rusty polling today? Don't know the answer to that. Mommy issues. So, what are Republicans giving Alabama citizens what? Primarily, I mean, we're not under this like prorationary circumstance every year. There's a lot of, I think, conservative social issue stuff culturally that people wanted. You may not have wanted, but that's what they wanted, is the will of the people. Look, you're barking up the wrong tree here. The problem isn't so much, hey, Republicans haven't done anything. It's just like, what do Democrats believe in Alabama? And you can say you're neither one, but it's two choices here, mommy issues. And you could deride the intellects of the voters of this state all you want, but their vote counts as much as yours. And it's not going to change. So I just... like you're barking at the wind here. Mike, I would happily vote for at least one Democrat, Anthony Daniels. Yeah, we're relative to the legislature. He seems to do the right thing more often than some Republicans. Can you please explain the amendments on the ballot? We did that already, and you already asked me for that earlier in the show. It's district attorney pay and then extension of Anaya Blanchard, the Anaya's Law. Why can't it be a straight lottery bill? You won't have, there's no political will to do it. It could be in theory, but you never could get the votes. So you got to have 3/5 votes. You can't have a simple majority. And you're always going to have Republicans who are going to vote no on anything to do with a lottery, gambling, whatever, always. Their people don't want it. We had a bad experience here 75 years ago, 100 years ago, Phoenix City. And you're never going to get them to support gambling. So what do Republicans who are pro-gambling or pro-lottery even have to do? They have to go talk to Democrats and get them to vote to get to the 3/5 they need. Well, Democrats will just want a lottery. They'll never allow just a plain lottery. You're never going to get their vote. Why? Because they want more gambling. They're not going to settle for a simple lottery. The votes are not there. The votes are not going to be there for the foreseeable future. If gambling passes in Alabama, it will be because of a coalition of Democrats and Republicans. And when you play games with the other side, certain things are expected. That's why. Yes, somebody will put up a straight lottery bill. It will fail. It's a non-starter. There's just not going to be nearly enough votes. There's too much. And then the guys in the hallways who are pro-gambling are going to fight it. All of this you're seeing right now, all these mailers, everything you see, it's they want. They want sports betting. They will fight a simple lottery. Unnamed texter, thank you for telling us the truth. Educate us on gambling in Alabama. Keep telling the truth. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. To me, carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Play me a song. Welcome back to the Jeff Horst Show at FM Talk 106.5. Happy primary election day to you, for those of you who celebrate. 251-343-0106. Top of the hour, we'll have Jay Mitchell running for Attorney General. At the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour, Barry Moore, candidate for United States Senate. Joining us now on the line, also a candidate for United States Senate. You've heard him a few times on this program, on this station, but we're glad to welcome him back, Jared Hudson. Jared, good morning. How are you?
What's up, Jeff? Doing great, brother. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Ready and for the storm, the calm before the storm. But tell us, how's it going for you out there today on Election Day?
Man, it's going great. We're still going all across the state right now, visiting polling locations and people, and just telling folks, thank you for getting out and voting. It's the most important thing you can do. It's what separates our Democratic Republic from a lot of third world countries that we see. This vote's unbelievably important, and I believe you should get out and vote for Jared Hudson. I'm number three in the Senate slot on the ballot, but I'm number one in your heart. Send a word to Washington, Jared Hudson.
All right. Well, here's your opportunity. I think there's a lot of undecideds out there. It just depends on which way the wind's blowing. But folks hearing your voice right now, and they're still making up their mind, make a closing argument why they should vote for you today.
I would say the biggest thing is I'm not a career politician. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's time that we send a real war fighter, a real warrior to Washington who can actually bring your issues to D.C. and not the stupidity of D.C. back here to you, the people of Alabama, and making sure that we send somebody up there who's going to fight the affordability issues our families are facing with the ridiculous Washington policies that increase inflation and overall cost of living. Make sure we stand with our veterans, our service members who are standing the gap for us, but also our first responders. As a Navy SEAL who's a war fighter, as a law enforcement officer currently who still goes out and fights crime in our communities, and as a small business owner, I understand the issues that people are dealing with. And then a seventh generation Alabama family man, finally putting Alabama first, making sure that our tax dollars don't go to learning centers in Minnesota but come back to invest in our infrastructure, our way of life, so that our voice can be loud on the national stage. I believe I'm the best man for the job, and you can check us out at hudsonforalabama.com. And hopefully we earn your vote and earn your support today, because today is unbelievably important. Your next Republican nominee will most likely be your next U.S. senator from our great state.
And we'll get you out of here on this. I mean, you got into the race right? I mean, if I recall, it was like the day after Tommy Tuberville announced he wouldn't seek reelection.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah, running for governor. I remember hearing it. And you had to start from scratch, statewide election. I guess people in Jefferson County knew you from your previous run for sheriff. But kind of looking back on the journey, talk a little bit about that and where you are today.
Yeah, so the biggest thing, we started at $0, $0, zero name ID. I mean, it was, you know, I was a nobody, still am a nobody from North Jefferson. But it's been an unbelievable grassroots movement to get us to where we are, where we're leading the polls, where it seems like with this grassroots movement, the Lord has paved the road that's going to grant us a victory here this evening. So it's been unbelievable to see God work, to see the people of Alabama work, and to have a great team that has helped get us to the point where we're at. And now it's time for the voters to show up, and I think that their voice will be made loud and clear tonight across the state, and that's going to be that we want to send one of us, a regular person, a real warrior to Washington to stand on our behalf. So it's been an amazing road, and I will say the biggest thing, it's been crazy. I've had a lot of friends in politics, but, I mean, we got folks running ads saying I'm against the Save America Act. I was the first, you know, candidate in this race. You can look on my social media coming out saying, hey, pass the Save America Act. We need to secure our elections, and we do that with identification, IDs, and making sure that illegal immigrants are not voting in our elections. I think it's pretty straightforward and simple. So making sure that we elect people who are actually going to pass that legislation or push that legislation forward, as opposed to just talk and cry about what everybody else is doing, is unbelievably important. It's been a great journey, brother. We'll see what happens.
Well, we may be hearing from you in the future, but best of luck to you today, and let's talk again soon.
Man, thanks, brother. Get out and vote. Jared Hudson, U.S. Senate today.
All right. Jared Hudson, ladies and gentlemen, joining us there on the line. 251-343-0106. You need to be in touch with the show. All you do is hit me up on that text line. Monty, J.E. Turner, wasn't terribly busy at 745. judging by the two 10-inch high stack of ballots they had, I believe they were optimistic. Well, it'll pick up. See here, the Via Center in Midtown Mobile is kind of busy, parking lots three-quarters full. Voted for Tuberville and Moore, Robertson, Dobson, Boozer, Cheryl Williams, Gentry, Ziegler, and Prine. That from Terry. Unnamed texter, why does voting always come down to gambling? I personally am not against it, but I will vote no every time if it has caveats that revenue goes to education, trust fund, not the general fund or the tribe that gets a monopoly to oversee the implementation of it. I don't think, I'm going to be honest with you, I think these guys running on the ballot for the legislature are intentionally steering clear of it. I think Doug Harwell's an anomaly to mention it in a campaign ad. I don't know. I mean, I don't hear much about it. And neither side's really running on it. You know, if you're pro-gambling, you're not really running. You're making it about other things. And if you're against it, you're not running on that either. It's as if these candidates are avoiding the issue, to be honest, unnamed texter. This is not coming up. But this may be like one of the biggest votes they do. It's going to be similar to the gas tax in 2019. Or you're going to find out early on about your members that you sent to Montgomery. And I just want you to picture this. They get these new members, these freshmen, they go through orientation, and they used to have my good dear friend Connie Rowe give them a speech about, hey, don't try to be a maverick. Don't try to be a hero. Sure, you won an election, you got elected. But now you're playing team ball. Now you are, it's a team sport. And with super majorities in both chambers, most of your decisions that you're making are made in these closed-door caucus meetings. You don't really know what's going on. The floor is a formality. The Democrats will put up a fight. But that's all they could really do. Your Capitol Press Corps, for the most part, is oblivious to these backroom dealings. You ask about what happens at a closed-door caucus meeting, and you get lectured about how that is sacred and confidential. The members need a place to speak freely. Well, fair, but when you're essentially running a pseudo session of the legislature and taking votes, everything else is just a formality. The real decision-making, the real debates go on behind closed doors in the Alabama legislature. I'm sorry, that's just the truth of it. You don't get a real sense of what's going on unless you just happen to have somebody who will kind of tell you, hey, you need to be looking down the pike here. This is coming. PSC bill, for example, not on anybody's radar. And they waited till after qualifying to spring it on the legislature, and they told them, look, we're going to do this. Now, some of you have tough primaries. I don't expect you to support it. But we're going to do this. It's like the fix is in. If I'm going to ask you this, you lawmakers out there listening today who will tell me privately that lottery polls off the charts, it is widely popular. It is what the people of the state want. It pales in comparison to anything else. Why isn't anybody running on it? How many just one in our market? Now, maybe there's others that I've been paying attention. But it's not something these candidates are running on at all. Rita, Jared Hudson, thank you for your service. Rita, I like Jared's platform. Thank you for your service. Jerry, it would take an idiot to believe that sports gambling industry wants the citizens of Alabama to have the right to vote for a lottery. You're not voting for a lottery. You're voting to take the prohibition off of gambling from the Alabama Constitution. And then from that point forward, everything's on the table. And it's not up to you directly. It's up to the lawmaker you send to Montgomery. I can't emphasize this point enough. They want you to remove that prohibition, and that gives them the green light to do other gambling. Maybe it's just the lottery, probably not. Inside the Alabama legislature, you're never going to have a clean lottery bill, at least for the foreseeable future. The lottery is the key to everything else. They will get the prohibition taken off. They will pass a bill, the quote-unquote enabling legislation. Once you take that protection off, the legislature is free to introduce other forms of gaming into society here in Alabama. One of the most important cultural things, changes will change things forever. But Jeff, if people want to gamble, they could just go gamble. They could set up a VPN, or they could go to Mississippi, whatever. Yes. The big difference, it will not have the state seal of Alabama backing it. It won't have this perverse incentive. Maybe it's not perverse to some of you, but it is an incentive that if we encourage you to spend parts of your paycheck on gambling, we get our cut. We get a cut of the gaming proceeds. Leo, 400 votes so far at Independent Living Center West Mobile. Couldn't wait to vote against Christina and her hot rotisserie chicken for all the welfare leeches. Tim, Jeff, I just went and voted. Pretty decent turnout. A lot of old people that I've known for years that worked the polls have retired. I live way out in the country. It looked like you could have made a Tarzan movie in there. Interesting. 251-343-0106. Keep them coming. Let us know what you're seeing out there. Feel free to tell me what your choices, your preferences are. We haven't had too many people say this. They have not voted today. Unnamed texter, come on, Jeff. I know you've explained this gambling lottery thing 1,000 times. People that can't get it might be stupid. Just a thought. Maybe you're just tuning in today because today is an election day and you're just trying to figure out what's going on. I have explained it 1,000 times. But why we can't just have a lottery, a clean lottery? Like I said, this is so popular, and I am told by lots of Republicans, they're internal polls, and they believe they're internal polls, but I think those internal polls are being used to steer them in this direction. Why aren't they running on it today? Who out there is running on the I'm the lottery guy? It's Democrats. But that's, like I said, the lottery is the key to everything else. They put a gambling referendum on the ballot. They will. I fully anticipate that Tommy Tuberville will get it done with Nathaniel Ledbetter. They cut a deal with the Porch Creek Indians. You do the one big comprehensive gaming package. And when it's on the ballot, you will be told. You will be told that you're voting on the lottery, but you're voting on everything else. You are voting on a lottery, but you're going to be voting on a lot of other gambling because it just doesn't happen by itself. There's too much estate. They know people are gambling in the state. And today's your chance to vote. But like I said, none of your candidates, especially these incumbents, real reluctant to talk about that.
I saw the light.
I don't know what else to say on that. I know I've been asked. It's on the ballot today, but it's not really being discussed. So a lot of these lawmakers, they're being pushed because these outside groups know where they are in gambling. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Jay Mitchell coming up in the next segment. Make his closing argument, and then in the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour, Congressman Barry Moore, candidate for United States Senate, will make his closing argument, and it's up to you. The hay is in the barn, and it's time to go vote. Mike, if you want to bet on sports, you can do that right here in Alabama on predictions markets like Kalashi. We don't want the state seal on it, and nobody wants casinos all over the state like Louisiana. Besides gambling, the other thing no candidates talk about is the investment in growing marijuana. Christine McGinnis and Jack Williams are both financially invested in growing marijuana. Only Corey Hill has no investment in growing marijuana. Corey Hill is endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation. We passed a law on marijuana. Doesn't like bother you that here we are and it's been, what, 6 years? Almost 7 years since they passed the medical marijuana bill. How many prescriptions have been written? It's just been tied up in litigation. I feel like that's how gambling is going to go in this state. The lawsuits are going to happen. Maybe not quite 7 years, but it's not like you're going to pass this and the casinos are going to open right away. Anderson said, if we are exporting oil from Texas, though, through the Panama Canal, it means we have a good supply. Why are the prices so high for gasoline? Are we being gouged by the oil companies? I don't think, I mean, probably to a limited degree. Look, they will charge you whatever they think they can get. They make their money not on gasoline, but what you go into Circle K or whatever to buy. So, in some cases, these retailers will take a hit on gas, like Bucky's or whatever, because you're going to go and spend $100 on beef jerky or corn pops or whatever. That's A. But B, the oil is priced on a global market, and if you could sell it to a refinery in Houston, or if you could get more per barrel from a refinery in Japan, where are you going to go? It's the market economy. That we can export oil. Now, we could ban exportation. I think that would have other unintended consequences. But it's not just as if we could snap our fingers and your gas prices will go down. It's on the open market. We're buying oil abroad. Other places are buying it abroad. If they can't get it through the Strait of Hormuz, they'll look over to the United States and they'll offer a higher dollar amount than what they can get here domestically. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.